The production is called Same, Local Stories of Gender-Based Violence.
The way that I have conversations with people, and instead of saying me too, sometimes I'll say same.
That's director Allison Holtkamp.
The idea of the show happened kind of out of angry conversations. Stories of gender-based violence weren't being heard.
The show isn't based on a script like a play. There are 10 stories that will be 6 to 7 minutes each.
If people are familiar with mudrooms, it's a lot like that. What makes it a little different than mudrooms is that every story is directed. So there'll be prepared pieces. Everyone will come in with a prepared piece. Some of them will be memorized. Some of them will be read. Some of them are poetry. Some of them are have theatrical elements.
She says the staff at Aware helped guide her through one of the most important parts of the process, coming up with a good title.
It was going to be called Blood Rooms. They steered me a little bit away from the scarier name for a few different reasons, because it's kind of scary subject matter to begin with. And also, I wanted people to attend.
Actor Donnie Gott will read her own story as part of the performance. Gott is an experienced actor, but this project is different.
I am excited. I'm scared. I hope that I can get through it without crying. I hope that I can reach someone in the audience to help them have that feeling of same, or that feeling of solidarity, and then maybe healing.
Visual artist Christine Carpenter will also share her own story on Saturday. In addition, her artwork will be on display in the theater based on diary entries written after she was raped.
I took those and used them as a way to share my story and a way to heal and a way to visually communicate my internal pain that I was feeling and my internal healing process.
The team worked hard to make both the audience and performers feel safe as these real-life experiences are shared on stage, including making a representative from Aware available to anyone who needs support immediately. Ultimately, Holtkamp wants the audience and performers to experience catharsis, hope, and a sense of togetherness by the end of the show.
Live theater, it is a lot like church. There's so much healing that can come in live performance.
Same, Local Stories of Gender-Based Violence premieres this Saturday evening, September 22nd, 7:30 p.m. on the main stage at Perseverance Theater. All proceeds from admission will benefit Aware. In Juneau, I'm Shelley Delaney.